to Real World News.
Repression and violent eviction of people mobilized against El Quimbo Dam in Colombia. The works of El Quimbo Hydroelectric Dam in River Magdalena go ahead despite the lack of authorization. Besides this, a fierce repression against the people who resist its implementation took place on Tuesday. The opposition to the building of El Quimbo Dam by Endel Endesa Transnational Corporation has expanded not only in the communities that will be affected and displaced from the flooded areas, but also among all the political and social sectors of Huila Department, where long strikes were held in the past weeks. Member of Sensar Agua Viva, Friends of the Earth Colombia, and Real World Radio's correspondent Danilo Urrea reported about the extremely dangerous situation in the area that was evicted by security forces in Colegio Bridge over River Magdalena. Urrea said the demonstrator, Carlos Trujillo, was seriously injured during the violent eviction by ESMAD, and peasants as well as fishermen were taken by force from the area. Meanwhile, member of Aso Quimbo, Jennifer Chavarro, told Real World Radio that the sole aim of the repression was to give the company green light to continue its works. She said the organization filed a claim against the authorities and the corporation for violation of due process. Today, the ESMAD forces attacked the population with no legal justification, only under orders of the municipal authorities, said Chavarro. She added that besides, legal actions will be filed over the residents' right to live in the area since they will be left with nothing. On January the 18th, social organizations opposed to the building of the dam expressed satisfaction with the agreements reached, but they stayed camping in the area as a way to safeguard the commitment that was later broken.
You are listening to Real World News.